call me Mr. Pitiful. Baby, that's my name. They call me Mr. Pitiful. That's how I got my fame. But nobody's...
All right, good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome to Longwall USA 2017. My name is Steve Fiskor. I'm the editor of Coalage. I'd like to welcome everybody here. Congratulations to all the Pittsburgh people with the big Penguins win. I think there's going to be a lot of traffic this week and a lot of things going on with that. We've got a lot of things happening this week. We're going to open this morning session. It's going to run from 9 to 11:30. We got two sessions today, a morning session and an afternoon session. Tomorrow we have another morning session, and then we have a presentation of the Longwall USA Top Performers Awards tomorrow at noon right here in this room. And Hal Quinn will be here to deliver the keynote. And should be a much more positive message than it was 2 years ago. I hope everybody turns out to hear that. It should be good. And then we'll close things out on Thursday with another session that runs from 9 to 11. So if you have any questions or anything, feel free to ask me. Stop by the booth back there at Coalage, whatever you need to do. And I'd like to thank you for coming out today and being a part of this. And I'd like to turn it over to Tate Tatton. He's going to be our moderator for this morning session. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Steve. Welcome to the first session. It's Equipment Lifecycle Improvements. And our first presenter is Don Sims, President of United Mining Equipment. Donald's a veteran of the USAF, has been at the helm of the United Mining Equipment, UME, as President CEO since its inception in 1993. He has had an emphasis on longwall roof support since starting in the mining industry some 28 years ago. Prior to starting UME, he worked as project engineer with Gullick Dobson. Donald has developed working relationships with partners around the world within the mining industry, leading the induction of Chinese manufactured roof supports into the U.S. market. So welcome and thank you.
Thank you. Let me start by saying this is actually a presentation by not really UME as much as it is ZMJ and Tiefenbach, who put in the new shields and controls at Oak Grove Mine in Alabama. So just to give you a synopsis of what we're going to do, I'm going to introduce the people we have up here on stage. We're going to talk about the process of buying roof supports from China. We'll talk about the specific roof support that was sold to Oak Grove. We'll talk about having built the prototype, testing it, how the mass production of all the shields went, how we got the shields from China to the mine site in 7.5 weeks. And we'll give you an update on how the longwall is doing, and then open it up for questions. My name is Don Sims. I own United Mining Equipment. I started it some 23 years ago. I also serve as the president of ZMJ America, subsidiary of ZMJ here in the US. And with us are most of the people on the list. We have Mr. Gao, who is a vice president and chief engineer for ZMJ. We have Peter Jin, he's a sales manager and will act as an interpreter as well today. We have Larry Lee, who is general manager of ZMJ America. We have David Engel, who is the longwall manager for Oak Grove Mine. And without the name plaque, and I apologize again, we have Chris Doolin, the president of Tiefenbach North America. So we'll talk about the process of buying shields from China. It's not that much different than buying them from Germany or from the UK. You're still not manufacturing shields in America. Instead, you're buying them from overseas. It started when Oak Grove initially made an inquiry to ZMJ, and the ZMJ folks, the engineers, came over and visited the coal mine and spoke with the people at Oak Grove and their engineers and tried to start the process of planning what they would need to in a new roof support. And just a moment, our people are stuck in traffic right now with all our handouts and things to give. Hopefully they'll be here before I'm done. They may not though, I'll be honest with you. It was wicked when I got here. And then we invited the folks from, those slides are backwards. So Oak Grove went to, first we went to Oak Grove with ZMJ, but then after that, ZMJ visited Oak Grove, Oak Grove visited ZMJ. So we took them to Longwalls that were in operation that were of similar size and scale of what they have down at Oak Grove, as well as a factory tour and showed them what ZMJ is capable of. So in 2016, we signed a contract to supply 204 shields, which was huge for China because up until this point, we hadn't sold any roof supports except a few at Maple Creek many, many years ago. And that wasn't ZMJ, it was a different company. So this was big for ZMJ, big first time to supply a complete longwall. So let's talk about the roof support itself. We knew right away that to meet the demands of the U.S. Coal mine, we had to run the console test of 66,000 cycles. The shield itself is very similar to the shield that they had been running that was built by, well, back then it might have been even Hemscheid. Those shields were so old. And they were running Tiefenbach controls on the shields at the time. So we had a good thing to start with, which was basically duplicating the shield that they had, except they needed it to operate at a lower mining height. So we had to build a bit smaller version of what they had. So we'll hand out information on this hopefully in a little while. I won't go through every mechanical aspect of the shield, but it's a normal shield for the Alabama seams. You'll see at Warrior Met or you'll see at Oak Grove Mine. And again, it's you'll see it. It's 400 millimeter legs, big legs, small shield. It's in a tight package. The prototype testing itself, we had first built a prototype, brought Oak Grove over to look at the prototype. We ran 30,000 cycles on the test in the first stage. After that first stage, we disassembled the shield completely. So per the console standard, here's a listing of the cycles of each part of the test. So the first 30,000 cycles were tested. We completely disassembled the shield, measured everything, checked every weld, looked at all aspects of it, trying to find any fault. After that, we put the shield back together, ran it another 30,000 cycles. It actually adds up to 66,000 cycles because there's some auxiliary tests that are also run that are more specific to cylinders rather than structures. So we had the Oak Grove engineers over there during this process at the 30,000 cycle stage and the 60,000 cycle stage, making sure they observed every aspect of the shield. It's very similar to what you might do at any other manufacturer. After that, we started into mass production. It was accepted that there were no faults. We had zero cracks. We had no failures on the shield at all through the testing. And we looked at every weld. We looked at every leaky part that might have in a cylinder or a leg POCV or any aspect of the shield. Nothing failed in 66,000 cycles. So mass production, we had 7 months to have the shield from the time we started production to have them at the mine site. And in that, we had 6 weeks that had to be over water. We had a week to get it to the port in China. And then once it arrived into Alabama, we had a week to get it to the mine site. So we really, out of those 7 months, we lost 8 weeks in transport. So we had to construct the shields in that time frame. On top of that, it took a month for the material to deliver. So after the contract was signed, we had to wait a month for the material to arrive at ZMJ. So you can take that month off as well in our production time. So you can see ZMJ's capability to build shields in that speed is unmatched by anyone. So the material came in, and every piece of steel is fully tested. There are sections cut off of it. Everything gets tested to make sure the material spec is correct, that it withstands all, you know, is exactly what it was to be. All those material data sheets went to Oak Grove every time material came in. So all those certificates went to Oak Grove as the material arrived. And on top of that, we sent weekly progress reports on everything, even material testing. When the material was tested, it would pass the test, and that report, along with the steel certificates, would then go to Oak Grove. So the production of the rams and legs and base lift and tip jack actually started before the structure itself. And ZMJ makes more long wall cylinders than anyone else in the world. They're pretty good at it, and it's pretty automated. So you'll see that their production line on cylinders is huge. And they use imported equipment to produce this. It's not made in China equipment. ZMJ has always went out and bought the best equipment, whether it was from Germany or Switzerland, to bring that equipment in and make cylinders of as high a quality as anyone else in the world. They have multiple heat treatment lines that you'll see anywhere else. It's really, really no different. They have 6 ovens for heat treating. And again, it's same as you'll see anywhere. Their assembly shop is automated. So when the cylinder parts come together, the actually assemble of the inner member to the outer member is all actually not done by hand, it's done by machine. And it keeps down human error. So the cylinders get assembled in an automated fashion. Production of the line structures. Most of this is done through, again, automation. They use a lot of robotic welding to create consistent, good welds. I could go through each part of the slide, but again, it'll be in our handouts, and I'm on a clock. But they use more robotic welding on their shield production than you're going to see anywhere. ZMJ has really invested in a lot of robotic welding. This isn't actually their shield on the rig, but they also, when they hold the pieces together for the robotic welding, and when it gets stack welded, all that is automated. It's all done by computers. And that automation is the only way that we can go from signing a contract to delivering shields in the U.S. in 7 months. Like I said before, they have 6 large-scale heat treating furnaces prior to welding the structures together. They'll bring that up, which will stop cracks. And again, Lamascapes will all be robotic welded. Most of it is all done through robotics. Let's see. That just talks about the benefits of bringing the steel up to temperature prior to welding. For all the bore drilling, it's the same as anyone else. It's all done by CNC. It's automated. It's very precise. Again, it's the same as anyone else would do. That was one of the biggest things every time we take customers there that they comment to us, is that those shields are built the same as anywhere else you would buy them. Be it in Germany or the UK. There's a reason that ZMJ is the largest roof support manufacturer in the world. And a lot of it is their production capacity as well as the quality that they're putting out. This is the cycle for blasting the structures prior to paint. Again, this will be in your handouts. Most of the sandblasting is done through automation. Some of the small parts, of course, is done manually by hand, but most of it is done through automation. All the sandblasting prior to painting the material. ZMJ's quality department, which is sizable with hundreds of employees, uses the latest technology, whether it's to monitor welds or whether it is to monitor the thickness of the paint or the thickness of chrome on leg cylinders. ZMJ has one of the largest shield testing rigs in the world. And so they do in-house testing. They also do third-party testing. Other manufacturers in China will send roof supports to ZMJ for testing. After all the shields were built, we lined them up and hooked them up to the facade of the AFC that's used at Oak Grove. And things that we checked was everything from the functionality to the fit, to the walkway, to the hose length, water sprays, everything that you would do that you could do without a shear and a pan line, because we did not have those present. Getting the shields from China to Oak Grove was quite the process. Because of the delivery that we had to use multiple sea vessels because we couldn't have one ship waiting in port on all the shields to be loaded. They were put on flat rack containers and 6 weeks at sea. Once they arrived in port, in less than 1 week, we had them unloaded, put on tractors, and sent to Oak Grove Mine. So the entire shipping process took a week of inland shipping on the Chinese side, 6 weeks at sea, and a week of inland on the U.S. side. These are some of the pictures from the flat rack in the port in China. The bottom picture is the first shield that arrived to Oak Grove. That was the first one we had delivered. When all the shields got there, everyone gathered, and we were relatively proud of ourselves, not just of the shields, but the fact that we got the shields from China to Oak Grove in such an efficient manner. So everyone gathered up, the owners of the mine to the mine personnel themselves. We were all there. Then it was a matter of, let's get them underground. And that's when Oak Grove took over. And I'm not sure, David, you guys had all those shields underground within a few days. It was a quick process as well by the time they got set to the face. So the long wall's running today. And what are we getting out of this shield? They're mining about 18,000 ton a day. That's based on three shifts. It's a 50-foot advance every day. Face is 1,088 long. It's 189 shields. We sold them 204 total. They have four tailgate shields and five headgate shields. And I would say production is good. We've had minimal problems on the shields. Like any new shields that went in, there have been slight issues here or there, but from the years I worked at Gullick Dobson, we had them then. It always exists when you manufacture a new product. So, with that, again, I'm just the presenter. Can open it up to questions for my folks up here, and they can answer. David Engel, of course, can answer anything on the shields and using them. Mr. Gao can answer anything on the production of the shields or the process of buying. And we have Chris down there with Tiefenbach, who are running the controls, which I believe are running quite well. So, any questions?
Is this live? So what was the biggest surprise in this process?
You want to know on the purchasing side or the selling side?
On the delivery, the logistics of getting it from China to the U.S.
Larry, you were big on that. The biggest surprise on getting the shield shipped here.
Yes, it's a big movement from China to here. For my big surprising is our shield using at Oak Grove. That looks pretty good, just like Mr. Sims said, has some minor problem, but the whole thing, the structure and all the cylinders, is working very well. Really thanks Oak Grove for giving us this opportunity. Let's ZMG or China's shield use in the US. We really hope we can get more customer interest in us. Thank you.
Far as on the actual shipping, our biggest thing, we came into which port in Alabama?
Mobile.
We came into Mobile, Alabama. We hired more trucks than what Mobile, Alabama port could handle. So we had trucks backed up down the interstate on both. They were staying overnight at Oak Grove. They were staying overnight at the port. We just couldn't get them unloaded fast enough. The port wasn't big enough to handle what we thought they could. And we found out they didn't, because of their unions, they didn't work in the evenings and they didn't work on the weekend. And so it, we lost a lot of time there, but we still moved them all in a week. But we thought we could do it in 3 days. We had the trucking there. It was all paid. We paid it whether it was they used them or not. But I don't think we used half our trucks that we had hired to move the shields. And a lot of that was the logistics end of the port. It just couldn't get them loaded on the trucks fast enough.
Any other questions?
Yeah, just by way of...
Yes.
By way of background, how many shields does ZMJ produce a year?
Mr. Gao, what he's asking is the production capacity of ZMJ.
How many a year?
Yeah.
那我们这个产量呢，我们这个工厂的设计产能每年是30,000台，现在呢我们实际产量是21,000台。
So we have the capacity of producing the longwall shield 30,000 annually. Now our production is 21,000.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's got one question is when did this space get running? And how many cycles do you have currently on them?
We got the shields underground and up and running on December the 22nd, a few days there before Christmas, just to get everything powered up and running. We've ran 5,000 feet of mining on those shields as of today. Structure of those shields and the electronics and all has worked really well, the automation. And all that, we have 5,000 feet of mining on them as of today.
Any other questions?
How did the purchase of shields from China impact the cost per ton at Oak Grove? And do you expect to make a significant impact on the American coal industry in the next few years?
Is that to me? Well, at Oak Grove, in 2014, went out for presentations nationally for new shields. We had been running the Hemshot shields for 22 years at Oak Grove. So they was slightly worn. We had a plus 70,000 on those shields and in that time frame. So the impact from the cost of the ZMJ shields has been huge. We was Cleveland Cliffs Company when we went out and started this project, which was a huge project for myself at Oak Grove, which I've been there 40 years at that same mine site. So it was a huge project for myself and the other group of people there at the mine. And not only that, is a huge cost savings for the company itself. Like I said, Cleveland Cliffs owned the company at the time. And the market all dropped, as everybody knows here. And another group bought us Seneca, ERP Co., a group that bought us out, and they followed through. So that kind of put everything on hold there for a little while, and we was struggling through, and everything seemed to start changing, and that's what put ZMJ kind of on the spot to be able to produce these shields in a short period of time and get them back to the mine site, because we was cutting a panel out and couldn't move the other shields in. So we was kind of all very impressed with, because we had cut the time in so short that the shields were delivered and we was able to install them and start this panel off as we did without losing any time. And it's really been a huge cost savings for the company. We've changed very little things that we designed on these shields. There's been a few things that, as always, as Mr. Sims said, that we could do different if we did it again. But we all know that is, if we go through building and having this large a project. But there has been a huge impact on the savings and the cost per ton at Oak Grove Mine.
Thank you. Don?
My question is,
From my part of it, and then I'll let Mr. Sims talk, from Oak Grove's part, they have a facility there close to the mines that has all the parts, spare parts, anything that we, usable consumables and whatever we need for the structure side, the cylinder side, they have set in place a site there in Bessemer to supply all of those needs.
We have a warehouse in Alabama, and United Mining Equipment's facility in here in Pittsburgh, we also support that warehouse. Down the road, as those shields need serviced, UME will basically sub out things like if we need a leg repaired, might be knocking on your door. So we'll be doing that. And as ZMJ grows in the market, and it will grow in the market, when people come to us and they see the price difference, and then they visit the facility, they just can't believe it. You know, people talk about things made in China all the time, and every time they do, I hold up my iPhone, which I'm really fond of, my iPhone, and it was made in China, in Zhengzhou, China, the same city that they're located in. So they will grow in this market, and as they grow, their footprint in this market will grow as well.
Thank you. I think we need to move on. Don and his group, I'm sure you'll have all this literature, and we can all grab you out in the foyer.
The prototype shield that actually has the 66,000 cycles is sitting on our booth right behind us. The documents we were going to hand out to everybody is now, I'm being told, in the parking garage. So it's getting closer, but we'll have it on our booth. You can come by and get a copy of the presentation. And sorry, we didn't have the documents to hand out to you here.
Thanks, Don.